Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the talented, the mostly purple Tracy Thompson, one of our coaches on staff at Growing Cleaning Company and all around kind of cool person. Although don't let her know I said it or she'll get a big head and I'll have to give more money and she'll think she's all cool. It'll be a mess. Today, this is actually Tracy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. She wanted to talk about the difference between good investments and bad investments in your cleaning company. A lot of people get into, should I buy equipment? Should I buy a car? Should I pay for a lease? Should I do coaching? How much should I spend on coaching? There's lots of questions. Like, do I need 50 grand to start, a nickel to start, $1 million? Like, people have all sorts of questions. So let's, I know I have definitive thoughts, but let's start with Tracy. Tell me what you think. Let's just start with a big definition of good investment versus bad investment when it comes to your cleaning company. And we'll kind of dive in from there.
Okay, perfect. Well, from right off the bat, what I hear a lot, because I talk to a lot of our people right from the beginning, from everything from I'm just starting my business to I've been in business for 20 years, but we feel stuck. We haven't grown. We're hitting a ceiling. So everything in between. And there tends to be a theme of trying to figure out a way to grow solely with the revenue from the company and never thinking that there's another way to grow. So whether it's an investment in equipment, whether it's an investment in, as you said, a car, or an investment in coaching or a way to level up your skills and your systems inside your company. I think starting off, Mike, right from the beginning, that there are different types and ways of investing in your business right off the bat, and bootstrapping or using the revenue from your business to grow the business is one of the most difficult, challenging ways to do it. I'd love to start there.
Well, and let me tell you, because it's so funny, owners of cleaning companies tend to make extreme mistakes, right? The middle is generally not the problem. So mistake one, and I hear this, Tracy, a lot, because I know you hear this all the time as well. I don't take any money, put it all back into my business, right? And that's fine, but at some point, things like rent and bills need to be paid. So it's funny that I don't think most of them aren't willing to put money back into their business. They don't demand a return on that investment, right? Like, I'll just put it in indefinitely with no end in sight and some sort of general hope I'll get money back, but that's that, which sucks. And then their spouse or any sane person within a rock's throw of them says, hey man, you seem to be working real hard and not making any money. And it's like, well, I'm putting all my money back in my business, right? That sucks. But then the flip side, they'll go the other way. And if they put money in from their own money, right? Like savings or whatever, home equity, there's a thousand ways, you know, just what they consider their own money, they kind of treat that as different money. So there's that. There's the, I put all my money in, I won't put any money in, depending on how I categorize the money. But here's the secret, guys. It's the same money. If it originated from Tracy's bank account and it's now in mine, or originated from mine, it's now in Tracy's, or started from my bank and now, or my business is, it's the same freaking money. We got to stop labeling like that's my money, that's the company's money. If it's your company, it's the same freaking thing. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, and I want to get your feedback on both, Tracy, it makes me sick what people will and won't invest in. And again, full disclaimer, I'll just say the obvious thing here. We are in coaching. So we clearly see the value of coaching and we see the value of investing in ourselves. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on my education. I didn't go to college, right? Like actual education mentors. I don't know Tracy's numbers, but it's more than a nickel. She's like, yeah, you got that right, dude.
A lot more.
So there's a disclaimer, right? So obviously we see the value in that. But again, it's only because we've been doing this with thousands of owners of cleaning companies, we're starting to see it work. So people will swallow ridiculous things like cars and wraps and offices and equipment that they never use. And somehow they label that as like, oh, but that's a floor scrubber and I could make a bunch of money off of that. So that's okay to spend 20 grand on, or I financed it. So, but then coaching when, or anything. So all that to say, my thing is, don't get up in your head about which type of money that came from the business or money that came. Doesn't matter if it's either mine or it's not mine. If it's mine, it's the same whether regardless. And the second thing is, it's weirdo how people will spend 100 grand on a college education and come out, and every person I've talked to with a college education, they need a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, goes, yeah, I don't use, I don't know, I don't know. Right. But then investing in mentorship to figure out, like, you take it out of us, because I don't want this to sound like a self-serving thing. I'm a big fan of freaking trade school, right? You spend 10, 20 grand or 30 grand, whatever it costs, and 9 weeks later you come out, I can freaking fix air conditionings for God's sakes. Like, and that's $50 an hour, which isn't great wages. It's not probably what I would coach you all to do, but at least that 30, 40, 50, whatever trade school costs nowadays, grand, that can make you 100 grand a year for working. Holy crap, that's a good deal. But people poo-poo that. They're like, oh, I went to Harvard. Well, what did that cost? $273,000, and I still owe $273,000 somehow. And did you get a job? And Harvard, maybe you did. I'll give you Harvard. The schools the rest of us went to, they're like, yeah, I don't know. I got a liberal arts or communications or whatever, and I sweep up or whatever the case is. So there's my rant, Tracy. Bring some common sense and reel it back in. What does that look like from your world?
Well, the first thing, you really started to hit on that is first, any investment by definition should involve a return. Okay?
Hold on, say that again, because if all you're going to get from this whole time is one thing, it's what Tracy just said. Hit us with that again, Tracy, because if you start and end with that, you'll do fine, kids. Say it again.
Right. An investment, by definition, means that you put money in and then you get more than what you put in out. So, boom, there you go. Anything else is an expense. Anything you spend money on that you do not get a return is an expense. It's an expenditure. So, and I think that's where a lot of business owners get their wires crossed about what it means to invest in their business and in their growth, truly from a true investment perspective. Versus, I just spent a lot of money. I was hoping, a hope and a prayer, and well, so I guess it was gamble, and it worked out or it didn't work out. I don't know. And they just feel like all money that is spent falls into that category, a hope and a dream. Not really sure. Maybe it did some good. Maybe it didn't. And that's where I think that people go haywire when they go, all right, I want to invest and grow my company. I want to invest in it, but then they don't know what's really going to bring a return.
So let me say what you just said with a little different spin. You can tell me if I'm kind of, you and I are tracking, or if I'm going the wrong direction.
Yes.
What I heard you say is not the thing you, and I'll give a couple examples and you can kind of let me know on both. What you buy isn't the definition of a good or bad investment. It's what you, it's the return that you get. And the return that you get is almost always based on what you do with the thing you bought. So two different people could go to lawyer school. I can't imagine that's the word. I'm sure there's a fancy
Law school.
thank you, lawyer school. Like, wait a second. So yeah, I can tell when I say I spent a couple hundred grand on my education and none of it was in college. I don't think anyone has a hard time believing none of it was in college. So lawyer school, aka law school, apparently. Thank you, Tracy. So two of us could go to law, say Tracy, and we'll make her the good one because she's smart. We both go to law school, and I find a hot lady that's rich and marry her and sit by the beach and, tan all day, which I'm still looking for that lady. I got Natalie, she's amazing, but she's got me out working like a chump. That law degree, say it costs us the same 200 grand in 5 years of time, or what? Sorry, lawyers, if you're like, it takes a decade, you bastard, whatever, how long? That would be a bad investment for me, right? My return on investment. And by the way, there's financial, non-financial investment. If I met that girl that I made for the rest of my life at law school, well, then maybe you start calculus is a good investment, right? But let's assume I didn't. I met her somewhere else. The law school would be a terrible investment. So would it be fair for the world to go, categorically, law school's bad? No, because Tracy might have gone to the same thing, got a job that she loves, makes $150,000 a year, and makes millions of dollars in law for the rest of the thing. So the law school isn't the thing. It's what how I respond and how Tracy responded. We both buy a car and or truck mount for 80 grand, right? I'm going to be the good guy in this one because, you know, I can't beat myself up all day. Tracy, much more likely, finds some, although she wouldn't not work, but finds some good looking dude. And she's like, you don't need to wash carpets. You go sit by the pool and tan. And she buys it for 80 grand, lets us sit in the garage for 2 years and sells it for $49,000 2 years later. Clearly pretty easy. What's that? 31,000? I don't know. Thousands of tens of thousands of dollars of loss. I take that same truck mount. I'd sell, clean $1 million worth of carpets, super good investment. And then of course, the one that we're familiar with is the training, right? Mm-hmm. We talk to hundreds of people a month. We work our tails off to help all of them. And it is sad how we give them all the same service and love, right? It's not like we have, you know, oh, I like this guy. He's going to get the good coaching and that guy, you know, we're going to stick it to him. We work as hard as we know how, and we've done this with hundreds and hundreds of transformed lives. We've got so many, you know, go to Grow Money Cleaning Company reviews. You can see some of the cool people we've done. They all get the same thing. And again, let's just say the time that we spend, say you do an hour consultation, one person could go, that was a jerk and it was a waste of my time. And I didn't like it. We'll get people that say that rarely, but now and again. And again, when you have 200 consultations and 190 people go, thank you, that was amazing. And 10 go, you're a jerk, that wasted my time. It's like, well, where's the problem? Other people have transformative times. So it has, what are your thoughts on it? It has everything to do with the guy or gal leveraging that investment and very little to do with the investment itself.
Absolutely. I was eventually going to go there. The mindset, we call it the millionaire mindset versus the broke mindset, you know, right off the bat. The millionaire mindset person, the person with that mindset, right off the bat, if they're going to invest their money in anything, the first question they are always asking themselves is, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to make this make money for me? How can I? How will I? How would I? Who can help me? You know, those are the millionaire mindset questions. The broke person says, well, I hope this works. If it doesn't, this was a huge mistake.
Or the last of other questions, where can I go for help versus what if I go somewhere for help and they screw me? What do I do? What if it doesn't work? Yeah. Right. So it's always the questions that they ask themselves. Go ahead.
Exactly. And that really speaks directly to guess who's in charge? 98% of the time, I'm reserving 2% for like acts of God, but other than that, 98% of the control in whether something is an expense and a waste of money or an investment is you.
And so hopefully you guys are getting a theme, right? Are cars a good investment or a bad investment? What do you do with a car? Is investing in myself for college a good investment or bad? What do you do with education? Is investing in myself with a mentor or coach? What do you do with the coaching? Is, you know, we can go on and on. That said, the one thing I think we're missing, and this is a trickier one. So that one's pretty easy, right? Like we all the examples I gave, we put in this much money, we got that much money out, and you get the money's more is a good investment, less bad investment, easy peasy. And a lot of investment can be, you know, certainly vehicles, education, Facebook ads, all that stuff. You can do a pretty quick back of the napkin math. But here's something I won't say makes it muddy, but there's another, I don't want to make it that simple, but there's one more dynamic that I see, and then we got to wrap it, is what about the soft bet? Like we talked about. So a lot of people, and again, I don't have a right or wrong answer. I'm dying for your feedback. I went to college and I spent 100 grand on my liberal arts degree, you know, and I work doing something that has nothing to do with liberal arts, right? And let's not say I met my wife, because hopefully that would make it a slam dunk. But let's say those 4 years I got, I guess the question I'm trying to ask is there a universe where you could get a positive return on a negative financial return on investment and still have a positive overall return? And how do you feel about that? Is there some way where I could be like, but the experience was good, or I as a person grew, and I can't draw a straight line to money? Because as a kind of A-type dude, and you're a little, you think differently. That's why I want to get your perspective. I don't give as much credit as I probably should to the soft benefits of like, well, I grew as a person, or that experience, or that, would like, technically every vacation you do is a bad investment, right? I had 10 grand and then I did this thing for 2 weeks and now I don't have 10 grand, right? But a lot of people, me included, would, even the hard asses, would be like, that could be a good investment. So what do you think about that piece of it?
So what's interesting is my answer is exactly the same. Hmm. It totally depends on you. So if you are the one saying, you know what, that didn't make any dollars and cents. That was a bad idea. That vacation was a waste. That 4 years was a waste. And you're the person who says at the end that you're the one that decides what's a waste or what's valuable. It matters when you go into the investment, when you go into the expenditure. So if you're making the decision, I'm going to do this, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to invest in this, I'm going to spend my money on this. And you start with the mindset that this is going to be valuable. I will find value in it because I'm the one in charge of that. Because what happens, Mike, is when people externalize and they go, oh, it's their fault I didn't get a good experience. It was the 4 years. It was a waste. Oh, they tricked me. All that dialogue is really putting ourselves in a victim state. And a victim mentality. So the easy answer is we get to choose. I know it doesn't feel like that when you're in it, but trust me, the people that say, I am going to grow, I'm going to have a good experience, I'm going to get something out of it. And even if let's just say theoretically, the whole experience taught us how to not do something like, okay, that was a whole bunch of me failing forward in my crappy 1.0 versions and taught me how not to do something. So I know better now what I do want, what I do like, and how to do it another way. If nothing else, people with the millionaire mindset always find value.
So to put a bow on it best I can, although it's going to be tough because that was pretty well said. What I'm hearing, I think Tracy and I both saying, and it's great because we have such different perspectives on things. So it's, I think together you get a pretty clear picture. What I hear being communicated is, there is no inherent good investment, bad investment. It's what we choose to make of it, both internally and externally. So externally, if I get an education at college or through a mentor and I use the things that I learn to enhance my life and the lives of others, I'm probably going to get a financial reward for that. And that was a good investment. But I had it, the coaches, the teachers, the mentors, the professors, they're kind of doing what they do. And if you're in a class with other people and they're having a really good experience and you're having a bad experience, we kind of know where, you know, the example I always use that people love is if I'm dating 100 girls and I come and go, you know what? I dated 100 girls. Every single one of them was out of their damn mind. They're all crazy. Tracy's laughing because we all know the crazy guy is me, right? Obviously, I'm the standard thing that has to change here, right? There's probably 100 girls out there going, I dated this one psychopath dude. So one, how we experience it is really what's going to dictate the investment. Two, interior and exterior, right? So even if exterior-wise we go on a vacation and the plane's late and the service sucks and we have to make a stop.
Weather was bad.
Weather sucks. Those are all things that happen in the world, but it's us, we get to interpret. Wasn't that great, Tracy, that the plane was late? We got to talk and had a really nice conversation. I don't think we would have had otherwise. And that weather was so crazy. And, you know, how cool is that we got to meet that other couple that, you know, whatever the case may be. Last thing I'm going to say to wrap this thing up, boys, girls, gentlemen, gentle ladies, lawyers, law people, all y'all out there, is I really want to encourage you, when Tracy's talked about that millionaire mindset, the trick is to do whatever you need to do to get what you want to get. So if you are committed to being an entrepreneur, do what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And if that's investing in Facebook or advertising or coaching or mentoring or a truck mount or whatever, you kind of got to bet on you. And at the end of the day, you go, is this going to work because this truck mount is inherently valuable and magical? Nope. It's going to work because I'm going to daggum well figure out how to make it work, right? So I really want to encourage you, internalize that bad boy and look at your commitment, right? If you're like, I'd like to be rich and have and be a successful business owner, but if it means I've got to invest in myself or change or do something scary, then I'm out. That's okay. You're what's called an employee, and we need those. That's fantastic. Go be a great employee. Real owners are going to go, I'll do anything. I'll crawl through broken glass. If I have to beg, borrow, steal, don't steal, to make my dreams come true, then that's what'll happen. All right, guys, gals, thanks for sticking with us. Tracy looks like she has something really bright to say to wind us up. What you got, girl?
I just wanted to wrap the final bow on that by saying you are the investment. So if you're going to bet on something, bet on you.
Grow My Cleaning Company out. Great job, Tracy. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.